And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Hello, hello, folks. This is indeed News from the Boo, and this is a really special treat because you both get me, Del Crescenzo, and Mike Crenshaw.
What up, Del?
What's up? We're both hosts of News from the Boo, and today we are hosting together.
Yeah, it's been a minute. I think this has happened sometime in the distant past.
I think it was like when you left as a station manager is when it happened.
Right.
Yeah. So, well, we are in, folks, because News from the Boo is kind of your update about what's going on in and around KBOO. And so we are here with an update, first of all, about News from the Boo. You might have realized it's now half hour. And so we are going to be bringing you more information about KBOO, but also Mike has been working with students at the Benson Alliance. So he's going to talk a little bit about that. Would you explain what you're doing there with the youth and then how they are going to then become involved with News from the Boo.
For sure. So I got hired at Alliance for Benson, or excuse me, Alliance at Benson. It's also known as ABC, which stands for Alliance on the Benson Campus. Alliance is an alternative high school inside of the Benson High School campus. So it's not too far from KBOO over here in the Lloyd Center area. And we serve youth who have been pushed out of the mainstream for various reasons. So a lot of kids are returning to school after an absence from school. We even have some kids that have had homeschool as a major part of their educational career, and they're coming into this high school to try to get enough credit and graduate across the board. So a lot of upper class folk, a lot of juniors and seniors, but we do have some underclassmen, so to speak, some of the younger high school students. And the reason, one of the reasons I was hired there was because of my work as a cultural activist that uses hip hop and opportunities for young people to have career oriented educational experiences with hip hop.
Right.
And it's no secret to a lot of folks that I very intentionally intersect hip-hop education and social justice. And that's led to my travels with the African Hip-Hop Caravan and the opportunity for a former Alliance student to go and participate in the tour of Africa with me in 2015. So ideally, though, I'm gonna be creating cultural exchange opportunities for students at Alliance to be able to participate in the African Hip Hop Caravan.
Right, and we're going to talk about exactly what that is, because you just talked about how you went on it in 2015, and you are about to go on a trip just right now in December, where you're going to get to see some of the folks. But before we do that, so when the youth that you are working in, they might actually be interviewed here on News from the Boo, like you had one of your students play the drum and talk about his experience a few weeks ago.
Exactly. So this. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. And then, yeah, tell me more about how they would want to be involved.
So there's a class we teach called Voces. Myself and another teacher, Ursula, have teamed up. In the future, there are going to be other educators at the school that we're, there are various classes that we're co-teaching that involve artistic expression, creative writing, social studies, Spanish history, and using these spaces for students to generate content that can be shared on the radio is a focus of ours. And so some of the students in the future are going to be part of this News from the Boo half hour broadcast. They're going to be sharing their reflections.
Right.
Hopefully they're going to also be training at KBOO and pick up some skills on being citizen journalists. So hopefully content that they create around their own lives and community. And then, of course, songs and poetry and creative work.
Right. Yeah, because it's all connected. Sure. I'm super excited. Thank you for bringing some of them on a tour today. It's just really energizing always to have young people in the space. So tell us then about the African Hip Hop Caravan, the whole initiative, and then what's happening in December for you as you go.
So the African Hip Hop Caravan is an international tour that's organized by indigenous African hip-hop collectives. So different cities across the continent of Africa have their own local hip hop scenes. In those scenes, there's a lot of artists, just like there are here, who are involved in all levels of creative expression, music production, beat production, dancing, b-boying, b-girling, DJing, various forms of hip hop, graffiti, and a lot of community organizing efforts. And a lot of these people identify as cultural activists. I was fortunate enough to meet some of these comrades in Zimbabwe in 2012 at a music festival, the Shoko Fest. And the reason I was able to meet them and have some common interests was based on an effort that I helped establish to create two computer centers. What was first one computer center and then ultimately two, through a company that we started here in Portland called Global Fam, myself and Morgan Delaney, and partnered with Education Without Borders as a fiscal sponsor and got a computer, a number of desktops donated, started the computer center. They just recently built a second one. And that work helped create an awareness around myself as an artist, who was also politically engaged, and got me invited to be an organizer on the Hip Hop Caravan as well as a performing artist. So in 2013, I went back to Africa, to Zimbabwe and South Africa. And in 2014 and 2015, we went to South Africa, Zimbabwe, Tanzania, and Kenya and rocked each city and recorded music in each city. And ultimately in 2017, released a compilation album recorded in all those cities with African hip hop artists and some of us from the States that I took with me, like Baki Coles and Alicia Francis, or AKA DJ Alicia B from KGNU. In Colorado, and
Becky was the student that you're talking about who was formerly at Benson Alliance.
Exactly. So, when I got hired at Benson Alliance, and they said, "What type of projects do you want to do?" We have this grant for project-based learning. I'm like, "Well,
I got ideas.
I got ideas. I want to take more students on
The continent,
and especially students that are younger hip-hop artists."
Right.
And they said, "Let's do it." So when I go in December, I'm going to be going with a student that I work with through Caldera Arts Camp. And he's a hip hop artist, Daniel. We played some of his music a couple of weeks ago on News from the Boo, right? He goes by The Wave. And he's going to get to experience some of the people and the places, the recording studios and the locations where the African Hip Hop Caravan takes place in Tanzania, and meet some of the local folks that are MCs and beat makers and graffiti artists and b-boys and b-girls and so forth. So his experience is going to help me design a future trip where multiple young people, not just one or two, but a group of young people are going to get to travel and have this cultural exchange experience through the Hip Hop Caravan.
Wow.
So I'll be there. Now, Del,
I kind of want to go.
You can come, but I don't think leaving Saturday is going to work for you. So we're going to have to organize.
I have lots of stuff going on. I can't believe you're right.
And it costs money.
Oh, really? I didn't know about that part.
It costs money that you're not going to produce by Saturday. However,
well, you never know. We have an amazing community, Mike. But I would want them to support you first.
So check this out, Dale. Can I talk about something particularly difficult?
Absolutely do.
With all this beautiful, exciting stuff, there is often a struggle. Obviously, we're doing the work of decolonization intentionally. Yeah. And we could unpack that for a long time, but hip hop being used as an African art form created by African people in the diaspora, and also being used by indigenous African people in Africa, and very much confronting systems of oppression that operate in our lives globally. And when you do that, what happens is the people who tend to throw money at things that are less confrontational and less revolutionary and less radical, they tend to maybe be scared of what you're up to. So it's been a very grassroots mm-hmm. effort. There's a derogatory term that a lot of people of European descent that work mm-hmm. in the nonprofit industrial complex use when they describe community-based projects mm-hmm. that need to be funded. And it doesn't have to be derogatory, mm-hmm. but when you hear it used in a certain context, it is, and that's donor dependent. Mm-hmm. So people who tend to operate with a lot of access to resources can sometimes label people who operate with lack of access to resources as donor dependent. This project is being, right, we have to laugh about these contradictions because we live in a world where the amount of wealth that's consolidated in the hands of a few people and the people who've historically been allowed access to that, have enough of that wealth to live a life of privilege, serve as a barrier between real revolutionary mm-hmm. social change that could happen globally and the status quo, which threatens all life on the planet.
Yeah.
So we've run into some challenges with our efforts and funding, and one of those challenges did arise recently. So I want to tell everyone listening right now, if you are curious about how to support this project, I want you to reach out to me directly.
Yeah, please do.
At mic@kboo.org. Yeah. I needed to say that because KBOO is community radio.
Yeah, it really is community radio, and I think that this contradiction is just so difficult, you know, because, you know, even here at KBOO, we are, dependent on the members that do contribute, right? But at the same time, this is a self-governing entity wherever together we get to choose how we use the money and how it's spent and what we do with it. But I think whenever you are out there in the nonprofit industrial complex, whenever you are looking for, you know, grants or people who have a whole lot of money, you know, to support projects, then you end up having to sell yourself, you mm-hmm. know? And I think it's detrimental, you know, because I'm already convinced that your project is great and awesome and superb and that, you know, these young folks need to be, you know, having these experiences. And so how do we make, you know, money available for those opportunities? I think it's crucial for us to have those hard conversations and for the people who maybe who are open-minded and do have that money to come forward and say, you know, I do want to use my money in a revolutionary way, you know, which I think a lot of people do here when they come and support KBOO, you know, mm-hmm. but I think that there's lots of other ways, you know, that it can be done. And I also know that sometimes people would then, you know, use whatever they donate to as a way to make themselves, you know, feel good or have, you know, their name also in recognition, you know, be out there. So I think, you know, this is also an important, you know, point of conflict of I don't want to say conflict, but point of, you know, tension that we need to talk about, you know, because it's class and wealth is just really, really difficult to get around, because I think the people who have had money might not always, well, the people who have money and the people who don't have money just don't have the same vocabulary talking about money. I think that is the issue, you know?
That's one of them. Yeah. And the consciousness and how we feel about each other, how we view ourselves, you know.
And the struggles that we go through.
And what that says about what we, the type of thinking that we internalize about what it says about somebody if they're in a position where they need money.
Right.
You know, and how that can be used to legitimize somebody or delegitimize somebody. The amount of money that it takes for the established nonprofits to access extreme amounts of wealth. Like, I'm sure you've been to major donor events where people raise six figures in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And a very well established system that's like machinery about how you go about doing that. And the people who are able to do that and say maybe raise $250,000 in one night, you know, there's a certain level of access to resources that they have. Some of the places where they go and they cater, you know, these fancy dinners for almost 1,000 people or sometimes a few hundred people are places that cost a certain amount of money to even book, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And the amount of money that it might take to cover the cost of feeding the people, and then the clientele, the type of people and the amount of wealth that those people have that they're bringing into the situation, the list of contacts that are part of that organization's mm-hmm. network. Mm-hmm. You know, all these things are part of a culture
yeah.
that a lot of working class people don't yeah. have access to.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And on top of it, you know, you have this skill, this talent, this greatness, wherever you are awesome at communicating with the young people. You're an awesome performer. But I mean, you're also an awesome fundraiser because you've been able to get yourself all these places. But mm-hmm. imagine if you were to redirect all the energy you put towards fundraising into the other things that you are awesome at doing and that you actually want to be doing and driving, you know?
For sure.
So
for sure.
That is, you know, I think, you know, hard. So MIC yeah. at KBOO.org.
Holler at me, people.
Holler at my Crenshaw.
Because there's some needs that have to do with yeah. funding that we're reaching a deadline here and we've got to get the cost covered. Yeah.
Right. So. And so how about Mama C? How is she connected? Because I believe you might be seeing her again. And I know she's visited KBOO several times and you've had her on the air. So
yeah,
would you tell her a little bit about her center and how mm-hmm. you're connected to her?
The United African Alliance Community Center exists in the village of Mbassini, which is right outside Arusha, Tanzania. Mm-hmm. And I was introduced to Mama C, who, along with her husband and partner, life partner, Mze Pete O'Neill, started the UAACC, United African Alliance Community Center. And at this community center, they've raised hundreds of orphans. They have a high school and an elementary school. They have a recording studio. They have their own computer center. They have a well that goes deep enough to get clean potable water to the whole community around the community center yeah. because the groundwater is, a lot of it has too much fluoride in right. it and is actually harmful to people. So they were able, Geronimo Jigaga, right. okay, the mm-hmm. Black Panther who was wrongly imprisoned for 27 years, when he got out of prison, he went to the community center and took some of the money that he had from his settlement for being wrongly imprisoned
oh, wow.
and dug that well.
Oh, wow.
Immediately. That was one of the first things he did. Okay? So there's Mama C and Pete O'Neill were Black Panthers in Kansas City who left this country in political exile. So right. there's a very deep connection to people's liberation struggles and Black liberation struggles that is actually in their blood and their lived experience.
Right.
And it's incredible to meet these people, to be in their community center, which is where we stay every time they host the African Hip Hop Caravan when it comes to Tanzania. Not only are they expatriates who left in political exile, connected to the Black Liberation Movement in the United States, connected to the Pan-African Liberation Movement
right.
all over the world and on the continent of Africa, in Tanzania, but they're very connected to their local community. So when we go there, we're immersed in the local relationships. Right. And so the local hip hop community, even though Mama C and Pete O'Neill are elders,
mm-hmm.
the youth are very much a part of everyday things that are happening.
Okay.
And their whole life is committed to empowering young people in a way that is really inspiring to be around. So when Mama C comes back to tour,
mm-hmm.
which she does,
I can't wait.
we're going to make sure that she spends some time in Portland, mm-hmm. hopefully, this yeah. spring again, and yeah. comes on by to KBOO.
Yeah. Yeah, we would be so lucky. Talk a little bit about what it's been for you. You know, we've been talking about this. You just mentioned the Pan-African movement. Mm-hmm. You've mentioned the diaspora. What has it been for you as someone who was born African-American here
mm-hmm.
to go and experience being on the continent, but most importantly, being part of understanding, you know, you just talked about mm-hmm. this connection with the Black Panther. And then now, you know, taking youth, you know, also there and helping them also in the lens of hip hop, you know, as you
right.
say, an art that started in Africa, then inspired by the diaspora and then not going back to it.
Right. You know, I have a lot of thanks to give to my ancestors. And when I say my ancestors, I'm not just talking about my deceased blood relatives right. and elders. I'm also talking about the people who have inspired me to be who I am. And mm-hmm. so when I think about the most important role models that I can look to in my life, you know, somewhere in my development, I begin to look to the leaders of Black liberation movements, the Black Panthers themselves, mm-hmm. you know, people who, Angela Davis, Assata Shakur, George Jackson, Huey P. Newton, Eldridge Cleaver, the list goes on and right. on, you know, and also people from other movements, you know, John Trudell, Leonard Peltier, other people's liberation movements. So as I got a little bit older and I began to fall in love with hip hop music, you know, and we had Public Enemy and KRS-One and X-Clan, and even, you know, to a lesser degree, Ice Cube at times. We had these hip hop artists who were beginning to take consciousness that had been seeded in them mm-hmm. by their admiration of our revolutionary leaders. There was a natural connection between hip hop
right.
and the revolutionary struggles for liberation. And when I read the books and when I listen to the speeches, and when I observe the actions and the behavior of these leaders, leaders like Kwame Ture, leaders like W.E.B. Du Bois, they were very intentionally connecting the struggle of African American people, Black people in the United States,
yeah.
to the broader struggle of African people in the diaspora and African people on the continent.
Mm-hmm.
And so it became clear to me that part of my responsibility as an individual who checks the box, Black African American, who identifies culturally and politically as a Black person in this world, is part of my responsibility to connect with my people wherever we are on earth. It doesn't mean that everybody that's Black that has melanin in their skin thinks the same way.
Right.
But with 7.5 billion people on earth, okay, and with a billion people on the continent of Africa, I have a lot of people who do see things. We have a lot in common.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of my purpose while I'm here is to use my gift to connect with those people, to mm-hmm. seek those people out. And we find each other on the African Hip Hop Caravan,
right.
you know? And so all these things that come together,
mm-hmm.
I feel is A, my life's work to participate in this process and this, be part of this project, and my destiny and my purpose,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I feel lucky and fortunate to be doing what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I just love, you know, that it's also called a caravan, you know, mm-hmm. because like, you know, as you said, this is just kind of, you know, still on the journey, you know,
yeah.
and the movement even itself is still like evolving and growing, and you're part of that, you know,
yep.
and you're part of taking young people and helping them become conscious of the world struggle, you know,
yeah.
the international struggle. You're absolutely right. Mike, I think we had said you wanted to play some music.
Yeah, we got a song we recorded in Tanzania.
Yeah, cool.
I can rock that.
Yeah, let's play that song and talk to us a little bit about it too.
Okay, so
you're gonna there's gonna be some recording happening also in December when you go.
Yeah, Daniel and I are gonna be in Tanzania in Arusha and at the center outside of Embassini Village and building with Mama C and other hip hop artists. And the song that I'm about to play was recorded in Tanzania in 2015 with some of these same hip hop artists that we're gonna get down with while we're there. I also need to say rest in power, because the first brother that we're gonna hear is Brother Kusta, and him and I have traveled across Africa many times on the caravan, and he passed away in 2015.
Okay.
Powerful artist, you're gonna hear it. And he's gonna be rapping in Xhosa, which is indigenous South African language. So mm-hmm. you're going to hear him rapping in Xhosa. He's going to do the intro to the song. The other people in the song outside of myself who's rapping in English are going to be rapping in Swahili, which is one of the languages spoken in the East African region, which Tanzania is in. And the song itself is called African Sun, and it's about this narrative that happens where people from rural communities are younger people are get wrapped up in thinking that if they move to the city and participate in the urban economy, that they're going to get rich and that they'll have something to bring back to their families, when often it actually turns out that they wind up being exploited and lose access to things that could have been passed on to them, like inheriting the land that mm-hmm. their people have been on for generations and generations, and this happens all over the world. This isn't just an African right. thing. This happens to people everywhere.
Right.
So that's what this song is about, and we're each saying our own verses on that. This album is called African Hip Hop Caravan Collaborations. It's available on Bandcamp, and when you spell African, you spell it with a K-A-F-R-I-K-A-N. So without further ado, here is African Sun.
So let's maybe say goodbye, good night. So we'll maybe just end with that song since we only have a few minutes.
Right on, Dale. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much. Again, mic@kboo.org to holler at Mike and support him with his tour in December. And so you'll be back on News from the Boo in January then. You get a whole month of December with just me, folks.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to News from the Boo.
Peace.
Peace.
Amaphupha abantwana bomgquba aphelele esithubeni phansi koqinizelelo lonqoba nkulu nophuhliso lingekhoyo. Listen to the story.
Double happened this one.
Suke dadleni mpuma koloni mthwaze batyeni gatyana lomfano sanduluku phume entabeni washiya ikhaya shiya unozihle jonge kalweni wathatha ijoin ngenjongo zokhupha umama endlaleni wabheke kapa lodume yozama ubomi emazweni ndlelanhle mntanami watsho unozihle ncumile yimincili ngaphakathi esithi uzala kuzulula wafika unyane ekapa izinto azamdakanqika kodwa wahlala ethembeni esithi kuzolunga lo msebenzi zawufuma ekhangelana nomsebenzi nobaleli phithuba bade badikwa nababe bemthande safika bamkhuphela ngaphandle bemtyhola ngobuvila zamamkele zasekapa zambonisa indlela ophila ilife yedrugs ukuqhiwula isipatshi nokuqila
We struggle and we hustle for what seems like an eternity. In and out of trouble with no hope of certainty. You know it's niggas on the block with no alternative.
When the cash flow stops, the results are murderous.
I've had the good fortune, the skills and the privilege to only dabble in the trap and not be killed for living it. If I make a legal wage, then what's the difference? If at the end of the day I know death is imminent, indiscriminate homicide or war on your melanin, internalized hate that diminishes intelligence. The media embellishes the most negative element, commodified genocide. Everybody selling it. My job is to provide a message that is relevant. Stability for my family dwelling in the spot where I reside. Though I know no one can hide, fate and destiny collide in my heart and in my mind.
Africa sun, uru hakuna nyumbani, vita hakuna amani. Remember you are mama land,
mama land.
Africa boys,
mama land.
Africa sun. Nyumbani,
kuna nyumbani,
vita hakuna hamani,
vita.
Remember you were mama land,
mama land.
Africa boys, Africa girls.
Vile naicheki dunia, naone imekua noma. Kuna mambo ya natisha, ta zaidi ya ngoma. Njaa, magonjo melipuko kila kona. Vita vya dini vishika kasi situita bona. Unakato na mapanga kama Rwanda au Burundi. Familia inaangamia na mfukoni huna hundi. Unakesha kama bundi usiku kwa sabu bati. Unapanga mikakati utageuzaje torati. Viongozi wanakesha wakiba rasilimali. Kabwela niko njaro na tenguo ili jedwali. Ni mlaumu wananchi misi mlaumu kiongozi. Mpige kura kizembe acha tuchunane ngozi. Ubaguzi wa rangi uishi kwa mi mtu mwusi. A.K.A. Nyani, gorilla mi wakusi. African sun, ndo mana lisi ya mtengwa. Mwafrika ni mtu duniani aliyetengwa.
Africa sun, uhuru hakuna nyumbani. Vita hakuna amani. Remember you are mama land.
Wasi wanazidi zaidi ya mwizi hizo spidi. Haijalishi ni mtoto, kijana ama ni bibi. Amani ya hiji ramani ni sisi.
Na shangaa kuona tupo ndani, tunauliza nani ni mlinzi.
Natazama angani na yona mbingu. Na kata tamaa kama walifu aliyona pingu. Na mua kusali kumumba Mungu. Kuyona siku ni kiliona wingu. Inyeshe mvua hata wakiona wivu. Tunataabika, hakuna taa, kuna kaa giza. Tunawaza patu pate kaa visa. Wengine wanazamia, wengine wana